Editorial: Abolish the Printing Act. The attempt by the Yingluck Shinawatra government to sneak through more and harsher censorship laws deserves strong condemnation and counteraction. The law it tried to change, the Printing Act of 2007, is already a sword of Damocles hanging over freedom of the press. The main change this government sought, to appoint the National Police Chief as the country's censor-in-chief, is a step backwards, giving government control of all media. This attempt to reimpose media control must invigorate demands that the entire Printing Act be abolished. The Printing Act was written during the ordeal of the recent military junta. It was presented as a sublime, helpful version of the 1941 Printing Act, the now abolished draconian law used by dictators through past decades to stifle, threaten, and shut down the Thai media. The military regime of 2006 felt it was necessary to, quote-unquote, update the 1941 law. The Printing Act of 2007 directly contradicts the military-dictated 2007 Constitution. It allows security forces, during a time of national emergency, to shutter printing shops and newspapers. The original bill slants this power towards the military. The government claims that its furtive attempt to amend the law was meant only to change that authority to policemen away from generals. This claim would be preposterous even if the government had been open about amending the Printing Act. Given its backroom actions, far from the annoying public and civil groups, it is a weak claim at best. The government did nothing to inform the public that it was changing or removing its right to a free press. Only when the Council of State advised that the amendments were probably illegal did the public even learn about them. It is reasonable to ask the Prime Minister and her cabinet, "Can you read?" Chapter 3, Part 7 of the Constitution says, "The media, as Thai citizens, are free to present news and express opinions without mandate of the government." Then, to be clear, it says any order from a politician or government official interfering with this, quote unquote, shall be deemed as willful misuse of power, unquote. If there is any doubt possible after this, the Constitution states the closure of a newspaper or other mass media business shall not be made, and, quote unquote, censorship before publication is prohibited. Yet the Yingluck government was set to give the police chief the power to close newspapers on nothing but his word. To be fair, there are specific exceptions to media freedom in the supreme law. These deal with protection of the high institution, libel, and threats to the security of the nation. A reasonable person would interpret that to mean that if Thailand were invaded by a foreign country, the state might have to impose censorship on reports that would aid the enemy. Unfortunately, not everyone in government and the security forces is reasonable. Far too many politicians, including the elder brother of the current prime minister, believe the survival of their government is equal to the survival of the nation. It is not. Governments and politicians come and go. The nation endures. Thais argue, bicker, disagree, occasionally even fight, but they do not endanger the nation. It is unsupportable that this government would attempt to tamper secretly with the Constitution to try to make it easier to muzzle the media and public opinion. If the government really wants to defend freedom of the media, the first step is easy enough. Revoke the Printing Act immediately.